Amen. You may be seated in the name of the Lord. Vision. Who told you that you were naked? If I could draw your attention to verse 1, it says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw. What I saw. One of the things that's amazing about this world is what you see and what I see, not necessarily always the same thing. Our vision can be impacted by so many factors. My family and I went to see the new Spider-Man movie. I don't know if you saw it, and it was a pretty good movie. But afterwards, as we're driving back in the car, we always have this thing where it's like, well, what was your favorite part of the movie? And somebody says what they saw, and then you get a chance to hear it, and maybe they saw something or noticed something that you didn't notice, and it brings it out for you. Then you say what you saw. This is what I saw. I saw this. Well, I saw that. It's amazing to be able to hear what other people saw so that you can even recognize whether or not you see clearly. When folks come to witness, when a crime happens and they go to the witnesses, it's because, well, what did you see? Well, I saw this. What did you see? Well, I saw this. Two or three people can see the exact same things and see totally different things in the same event. When you're looking at gifts or celebrations or books or particularly the scripture, what have you seen? Can we ask that question? What have you seen? What I saw. Isaiah says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw. In a year where death was everywhere, I saw. In a year where someone close to me died. We know that Uzziah was a relative of Isaiah. He was his cousin. So he says, in the year that my cousin died, I saw. Maybe I saw because they died. Maybe I'm glad I saw in spite of the fact that they died. Maybe I'm just glad that the death didn't stop me from seeing. Maybe I'm just glad that just because I'm disappointed doesn't mean I still don't see. Just because things didn't go my way doesn't mean I still didn't have a vision. Just because everything was not perfect does not mean that God is still not speaking to me. Isaiah said, actually, it was a tough year. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw. I had vision in that year. In the year that the guy that I looked up to, the king that got a lot accomplished, I saw. Uzziah led one of the most prosperous times in the history of Israel, and he was well known for his inventions to defend the kingdom. His weaponry to defend the kingdom was great. So in the year that the guy that is good at defending us died, I saw God. I need a witness. In the year that the guy who makes me feel comfortable, in the year that the one that I leaned on, my God, in the year that the guy that was around so much that I didn't quite have to have as much faith in God because I had so much confidence in the system, in the medical, in the doctors, in the money, in the government, in my job. Can't get no help in here. In the year that the thing that I leaned on so that I didn't have to pray as much, didn't have to trust God so much, didn't have to study my word. It was easy to study my word when I didn't have nothing, but then I got a certain amount of stuff. See, I got a certain amount of stuff. I live in a country where it looks like they've got everything together, and Uzziah was the one that made me sleep well at night. Maybe I didn't have to be as prayed up because he was good at defending the country. And in the year that Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Uzziah was so successful that his pride got him in trouble, and the Lord struck him with leprosy because of how proud he was. Woo! So in the year that the guy who had it so together, the country that had it sewed together, the country that looked like it had it all sewed up and had all the weapons and all the warfare and all the army and all the might, got struck with a sickness that caused them to go into seclusion. Uzziah ends his life secluded. Uzziah ends his life in quarantine. The guy that did so much, the guy that was so great, the guy that was so tough, the guy that was so awesome, got so proud of how amazing he was that the Lord allowed something to come on him to humble him and make him spend the end of his life sequestered. Isaiah says, in the year that King Uzziah died, in the year that my pride got brought low, in the year when what I thought it was about got shook, in the year that I lost money, in the year that I lost my job, in the year that what I had confidence in got shook, in the year that I got so prideful that I thought I did not need God, in the year that failed me, I saw the Lord. And I'm coming tonight to ask you, can you see God when stuff isn't perfect? Can you see God when things aren't your way? Can you see God when the government fails you? Maybe this is the time to seek his face. Maybe this is the time to go on a consecration with us. Maybe this is the time to get a vision. Maybe the death, maybe the fear is the very thing that makes you seek God. Can I get a witness in the room? Can I get a witness around the world that don't make nothing make you pray like scared? Don't nothing make you afraid like a mama crime. Don't nothing make you scared like a new thing. Don't nothing make you scared like them telling you that this nothing make you scared like 75 degrees in North Carolina in December. Maybe this global warming thing, I'm having allergy reactions. I wish I saw a bug today. I wish I saw a mosquito. I said, is that a mosquito? In the year that what I had confidence in got shook, that just happened to be the year that I saw God. And I'm so glad I can see, and I speak vision over everybody, that no matter what has come your way, that you won't lose your ability to see, that no matter what has happened to you, that your eye will still be open, that you won't just go by your natural eye. I need a witness in here. That you won't just go by what your natural eyes see, that you'll lift your eye above what you see in the now and see God high and lifted up. What did you see? He said, I saw God. I saw the Lord. Sorry, I'm exegete the passage. Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, we don't know if it was exactly when he died, but in that year that King Uzziah died, Uzziah hadn't even been really running the country. His son was running it because he had been in quarantine. He had a sickness that made him have to separate from everybody. And in that year, Isaiah said, I saw God. I saw the Lord. There's a difference between seeing God and seeing the Lord. They're not the same. He said, I saw the Lord. There's a whole lot of us that want to see God, but I want to see the Lord. I don't want you to just see God. I don't want you to just see the God that can do a miracle. Certainly, I want you to see a miracle working God, but I want you to see a miracle working Lord. I want you to see a miracle working Lord. I want the miracle worker to be able to tell you something. I want the way maker, miracle worker to be able to guide your decisions. I want your life to be surrendered. We have gotten so much about a powerful God that we have gotten away from a powerful Lord. We are just about getting our needs met and not necessarily about us saying, Lord, I surrender, I surrender, I surrender. Lord, I'm ready to surrender my life. Lord, I'm ready to make you Lord of my life. I'm ready to turn it over to you. Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. He was high. He was lifted. He was exalted. He was above me. He wasn't beneath me. He wasn't on my level. He was on a whole nother level. My eyes focused on the Lord higher than me. For me to see God exalted, I got to be in a humbled situation. I can't think so highly of myself that I can't see God exalted. We sang about him being exalted tonight, and we need to sing more about him being exalted because we live in a world and a day and a time in which we exalt in flesh more than God. And we think everything great about ourselves. And instead of saying, well, God, you're exalted, and I need to get in my place. This train filled the temple. The glory was so thick that the train filled the temple. His robe was so big that the train filled the temple, meaning that the presence of God made a flow. The train is this long robe that followed after him. And the idea of the train is that I can figure out how to follow God and not lead him. Tell somebody, don't miss the train. Don't miss the train. So I put that in the comments. Don't miss the train. Don't be so much about the presence of God that you miss the train of God, that you miss the pattern of God, that I miss how God's doing something. God is saying that my train is so long, it'll fill the temple. Meaning that once I walk away, once I go a certain direction, there is something that follows me, and if you walk in it, it'll clear path for you. I'm determined to jump on that train. I'm determined to be in that flow. This year, 2022, I want you to be in the flow of where God is going. I want you to be in the flow. I speak the flow, the flow. I want the flow. I want that robe. I want that train to fill this temple. And for you to say, oh, that's the way God is going, and I'm going to follow him. Where he leads me, I will follow. Verse 2, I love the passage. It says, above him were seraphim, each with six wings. Two wings that covered their faces, two wings that covered their feet. Two, they were flying, and they were calling to one another, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. What do you see? I want you to see angels. I want you to see angels. There's three types of angels that are spoken of in the scriptures. Three types of angels. These angels here that we're looking at are worship angels, because worship is a part of what ushers in the presence of God. And this year, we need to learn how to worship God again. I'm going to make everybody say amen to that through your mask. Clap your hands, because we got a little too used to being entertained in our living room. We got a little too used to being at home, but we got to get the angels of worship. We got to get worship again. We got to get somebody saying, holy, holy. We got to get somebody. You can't just let this team say, holy. You got to say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And all the earth, all of my job, all of my house, all of my business, all of my relationship, all of this kid, all of my teenager has got to be full of his glory. I got to get worship in my car, and I got to get worship in my house, and I got to get worship in my room, and I got to start the day off praising God, and I got to end the day off praising God, because I've just gotten so comfortable and so secular. Oh my God. I've gotten so secularized in my Christianity that I don't realize how much angels are about the worship. And if I want angels around me, there are worship angels. Not only are there worship angels, but there's warfare angels. Oh my God. Oh my God, Lord, let your power fall where your name is called. God, fight this battle for me. I'm believing that God will fight your battle for you. I'm believing that God will fight your battle for you. Can I get a witness? I'm believing. Anybody need a miracle? There's some things that if God don't do it, it's not going to get done. I need God to send an angel, Michael, to fight a battle for me. I need angels ascending and descending. I need angels going before me. Here we have seraphim. They're worship angels, but there's also warfare angels. And then there's word angels. There's angels like Gabriel that come to give you a message and come to give you a word and come to lead you into a vision. And I'm praying that in 2022, you'll get a tap on your shoulder and look over and won't see nothing, but your angel will whisper in your ear and say, don't trust him. Oh, hubba. Don't trust her. Don't take that job. Be careful about that. And I'm praying that you will have a wisdom that you cannot explain. I pray that you'll have a vision that you can't explain. I'm praying that the Holy Ghost will come on you and folk will look at you like you're weird and look at you like you're crazy and say, how did you know that? And how did you predict that? And how did you see that? And you'll say, because I learned how to worship God. And I learned that there's angels fighting the devil off of me. Will you rebuke the devil off of you tonight? And then the message came through. And the Lord spoke to me and told me to buy that land. And I bought it. And it wasn't worth nothing when I bought it, but it's worth something now. Wasn't worth nothing when I got it, but somehow I was ahead of the curve because I got a word. Verse 4 says, at the sound of their voices, I'm not even at my main point yet. I'm not even there yet. This is just appetizer. He said, at the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. I'm praying this year in your vision, you'll see power. Power. I'm praying that you will see the power of God like never before. Can you believe with me that you will see God's power involved in your life? I want you to notice that at their voices, it's not that the floor shook. It wasn't an earthquake. It wasn't that their foundation got shook. At the sound of their voices, it says that the doorpost shook. The thresholds of the door shook, meaning that this was gate shaking power. See, the devil wants to try to shake up your world. God likes to shake up your gate. God likes to get your attention to the doorway. Oh my God. God likes to get your attention at your gateways. The Lord says, I want you to look to your gates. I want you to look to your doors, because there is a blessing that is coming. There is a miracle that is coming. If you don't hear nothing else I say tonight, the Lord sent me to tell somebody tonight that you need to look at your gates, because something is coming. I speak it. You need to look at your gates because something is coming. An opportunity is coming. A blessing is coming. A door is about to open, and you need to be ready because the gates are about to shake. Sound of their voices. The gates shook. I'm ready for God to shake up my gates. I'm ready for God to shake up my doors. I'm ready for God to bring stuff in ways that I did not expect him to bring them. I'm looking for God to give me new doors and new gates. I'm looking for God to give me new opportunities. I speak it. I'm looking for God to give me new revenue streams. Oh, I speak that. I'm looking for God to give me multiple ways for blessing to come to me. Scare me about my job, scare me about my money. I'm looking for the Lord to say, well, see, what I'm doing is I'm shaking up the gates. At the voice of the angels, the gates shook. At the voice of the angels, God made me look at what I allow in my gates. At the voice of the angels, God made me God challenged me about what I look at. God challenged me at what I listen to. Oh, help us, Holy Ghost. God challenged me with who I give access to my brain space, my God. God challenged me with how much I'm looking at TikTok and how short my attention span is getting and how I can't listen to nothing for longer than 10 seconds and how if I can only listen to something for 10 to 15 seconds, that's what they're telling me. Well, Pastor Andy, you got to realize that people can only listen to something for 10 to 15 seconds. That means I got 10 to 15 seconds to say, I got to say something real fast. There is something wrong if you can't focus on something for more than 10 to 15 seconds. Be careful that you don't become such a microwave age that you miss the stuff that cooks in the crock pot. Because you know what comes out of a microwave? Hot pockets and frozen stuff that ain't good for you. The best food takes time. The best meals take time. The best dinner take a minute. Can I get a witness in here? You can't always get a meal fast. Pastor Andy, you got to say that really quickly. We got to get it on TikTok, so it's got to be less than 10 seconds. You got to get it. You got to get it in less than 15 seconds. You're going to be in trouble if everything happens fast. Some of the best stuff take a minute. Some of the best stuff take more than 15 seconds. I wish I got a witness in this room. You don't want something to be too quick. Can God take his time? Can you actually pay attention for longer than 5 seconds? Don't allow your attention span to be so shortened by technology that you can't sit still and hear God. Lord is challenging me about my gates. Lord is challenging me about where I think my help's gonna come from. I speak that over the room. The Lord is challenging me because I'm upset. And a part of the reason why I'm upset is because I'm looking for help from the wrong place. I lift up my eyes to the hill. From whence cometh my help? No, my help don't come from the hills. My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. I'm going to tell you what, I'm preaching something tonight, son. The Lord is saying to me, oh, really? Is that what it's about? I am ready in 2022 for God to shock you. I speak a make you faint blessing. I speak a make you shocked anointing over everybody under the sound of my voice. I speak a blessing that comes through a gate that you never would have looked at. Oh, I speak that right now, that something starts shaking and something starts moving and you look over and you see a gate that you've never seen before, and then the anointing of God will come through and change your entire life. If you believe that, say something to me tonight. I'm prophesying over you tonight. Verse 4, here's what I want to get to. Verse number 5, Isaiah says, woe to me, I cried. I'm ruined, for I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. What do I see? I see me. I saw me for real. I saw the naked me. I saw the Lord, and then I saw me. And the me I saw was the naked me. Anybody in here glad for clothes? I asked a question. I said, anybody in here glad for clothes? Glad for Spanx Jesus? Glad for jackets and glad for stuff to hold things in? Because most of us in here, me included, are not as cute out of our clothes as we are in our clothes. Have you ever gotten out the shower and you by yourself and you wrap yourself up in your towel right away? Ain't nobody looking at you but you. But you don't want to see them Oreos. No, you don't. You don't want to see them Krispy Kremes. I contend that you can't see God and not see you. And the thing that's amazing is that Isaiah has a vision, sees God. God decides to appear to him, and he sees himself lacking. I saw me, I have a mouth problem. I said, I saw me, I have a mouth problem. I thought I was going to get another amen. I said, I saw me. I got a mouth problem. Isaiah said, I saw myself. He said, I woe is me. I'm undone. My lips aren't clean. I say stuff I shouldn't say. I'll just turn around so I don't have to look at nobody. I say stuff I shouldn't say. Help us. I lie sometimes. Oh, where the honest saints at? If you step on me the right way, if you come to me the right way, if you cross me the right way, I might just cuss you out. Oh, okay, I guess that's just me. I'm the pastor, and I guess it's just me. He says, I'm a man of unclean lips. My lips are unclean. Stuff comes out my mouth. That's not clean. Stuff goes in my mouth. That's not clean. Our consecration is coming up. You know what I'm doing for 40 days? I'm only eating clean. I'm not eating anything white. No white rice, no white potatoes, no white sugar, nothing processed. I didn't get no amens on that. No biscuits. I'm eating clean. Meat and greens and water for 40 days. But I'm starting on Monday. I'm not starting tonight. The devil is a liar. Tonight, I'm having some cake. I got to eat and drink and be merry, because tomorrow I die. I'm going to get through Saturday. Saturday, I'm going to eat what I like. Oh, yes, I will. And Sunday, I'm eating some soul food. Oh, yes, I am. I don't want no kale. No, I don't. I'm having green beans cooked till they're soft. Don't nobody want no string beans that taste like grass. I want string beans that taste like meat. I wish I had a witness. I want sweet potatoes that fall apart on my fork. I want fried chicken and gravy. You hear me? I want pork chops. I want applesauce. I want junk. I want Reese's peanut butter cups. Ooh, that's anointed. I have Reese's peanut butter cups in my bag because my mouth is unclean. My wife bought me some fake Reese's Pieces, some kind of Atkins Reese's Pieces bun, because she knows I got a Reese's demon. Anybody got a Reese's? What is your demon? Some of y'all got a Snickers demon. Some of y'all got an Oreo demon. Some of y'all got a bread demon. Mine's is Reese's. She bought me these Atkins Reese's peanut butter cups. I took one bite of them nasty things. I said, the devil is a liar. I stepped on those things. Get behind me, Satan. And I got a permanent marker, and I wrote Atkins on my Reese's peanut butter cups. I said, here goes my Atkins right here. Mines are chock full of fiber. Mines are chock full of vitamins. Why? I'm a man of unclean lips. I live amongst a people of unclean lips. My neighbors got dirty mouth. It's not just me, it's my generation. Something wrong with you if you can't see that your generation is lost. Everybody's generation got problems. Boomers got problems. Xers, my God, Xers, we barely saved. If you're an Xer and you still saved, it's barely. You ain't saved like Pastor Al. Pastor Al saved at a whole nother level. My salvation is a little less than that. You millennials need God. Y'all don't even know where your Bible is. I said, bring your Bible to church. Y'all was like, a Bible? What is that? What is the Bible? What is this Bible you talking of? There's a book called the Bible. And Z's just like to worship God around weed. What I'm saying is you live amongst the people of unclean lips. Let me move on. My point is that Isaiah sees the Lord and sees himself naked. It reminds me of Genesis 3, where the man and his wife hear God walking in the cool of the day, and they hide from God because they're naked. And the Lord says to them, who told you that you were naked? He calls them, Adam, where are you? And he says, Lord, I heard you, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid. And the Lord said, who told you you were naked? Did you eat from that tree I told you not to eat from? Who told you that you weren't enough? Who told you that you weren't enough? Who told you that the problem was you? Who told you that you're less? Who told you that you're lacking? Here is God deciding to appear to Isaiah, and all Isaiah can see is how flawed he is. The Lord sent me to tell somebody tonight that God wouldn't appear to you if you weren't ready to handle a vision from him. And God don't care about how many mistakes you made. Oh, my God, I want to run. God don't care about how dirty you are. God don't care how nasty you are. I wish I had one. God don't care about how unclean your lips are. As a matter of fact, he will send an angel to take a coal and put it on your lips just so you feel all right enough to know that your guilt is taken away. Can I speak that over you and me? May our guilt be taken away, and may our sin be atoned for. Anybody got a sin they need atonement for? Your sin atoned for means that God pays the price that you can't pay. Your sin atoned for means that he's not going to treat you the way your sins deserve. Your sin atoned for means that God don't care about how many mistakes you've made. He still is appearing to you. The problem in Genesis is that they have eaten from a tree that God told them not to eat from. He said, the day you eat of it, you will surely die. But the beloved, they didn't die. They saw. They saw. That God's not a liar. So evidently, the interpretation of the word die must be off, because the Lord made the garden and called it good. The tree of knowledge of good and evil is in the garden, and God called it good. It's not called the tree of death. It's called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He said, I don't want you to eat that tree because the day you eat of it, you'll die. I don't think, see, I was always taught that God just had a tree there and he didn't want nobody to touch the tree because it's his tree and he wanted them to choose him instead of choosing the tree. That's what I was always taught. But you know, I've been studying the scriptures now and I'm not really sure that's what that means. I honestly believe that it was God's intention at some point to share the knowledge of good and evil. I think that was his plan. And the challenge that happened is they got this vision before they were ready. They were introduced to this vision through their flesh, through the desire of their flesh. They got introduced to a vision based on what it looked like and not for what God really meant it to be about. It makes me wonder, Lord, is the problem that I'm chasing stuff that's shiny instead of chasing you? I absolutely believe. Maybe theologian, maybe somebody will be upset, but I absolutely believe that God wouldn't make a tree called the knowledge of good and evil if he didn't at some point expect to share it with his children that he made. I think it's God's every intention for you to be clothed with vision. And now God finds them in which they have partaken of something before its time. And instead of them seeing God, they see themselves as lacking. And I rebuke the devil that would try to make us see ourselves as less because we were determined to get a vision more about stuff than him. I want you to see God. Believe me, if you see God, there will be things that you will see that will fill you with a wonder, fill you with a purpose, not rob you of the blessing that simply comes from fellowshipping with God. Isaiah says, woe is me. I'm a man of unclean lips. I live amongst the people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord God Almighty. And the Lord says, whom will we send and who shall go for us? And he says, here, my Lord, send me. I have so much to share. But the beginning of it, beloved, is that I want you to get the vision in which you see God. Your vision of God. That your guilt is taken away. That your sin is atoned for. That God is with you. Somebody say, God is with me. Come on, somebody say, God is with me. Come on, say it again. Say, God is with me. Clearly, God must be with me. I'm still alive. He's with me. And I'm not naked. I'm clothed with vision. I'm clothed with light. I'm on my way to what God has for me. Put your hands together if you heard a word from the Lord. We're 2 minutes away from the new year. We're 2 minutes away from the new year. It's 11:58. I want to pray for you really quickly, and we're going to shout the new year in. I want you to put your hands on your eyes. I know you got a mask on. Put your hands on your own eyes at home. Put your hands on your eyes. I want you to see the Lord. I don't want you to see yourself, because if you see yourself too much, you'll see yourself lacking. You see yourself too much, you'll see yourself naked. If you allow the enemy to introduce you to you, you'll only see yourself naked. You'll see yourself less than. You'll see yourself lacking. You'll see yourself with guilt instead of seeing yourself with forgiveness. I came to tell somebody tonight that your guilt is taken away and your sin is atoned for. Lord, I thank you that our guilt is taken away and our sin is atoned for. Thank you, Lord God, for our guilt being removed. The thing that makes us see ourselves less, that guilt. Lord, may this be the last year we carry that guilt. The guilt from the mistake, the guilt from who we hurt, the guilt from what we did. Lord, we let it go tonight because our sin has been atoned for. That's what we see, atonement. Thank you for atonement, and open our eyes that we might see forgiveness and atonement for us. We magnify your name for the vision that you'll give us in the new year. In Jesus' name, we all sit together. Step on your feet. We got the countdown. Somebody begin to praise the Lord. Come on, somebody praise the Lord. You made it, you made it, you made it. Come on, somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. You made it. Somebody give God praise. 2022 is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus.
If you're grateful that you made it, can you shout hallelujah? So glad we made it.
Hallelujah.
We give you glory. We give you praise.
Glory to
Jesus.
Because
the enemy did not triumph. Come on, I need somebody. Come on, can we take about 30 seconds to give him glory? Because it could have been another way. It should have been another way. But thanks be to God who always calling us to triumph in his name.
Hallelujah. Glory. Anybody glad you made it? Anybody glad you made it? Anybody glad you made it? Glad you made it.
My freedom!
of me. So glad the end of me. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Put your hands together and bless the Lord.
Yes,
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. You made it. Nails, elbow somebody. Tell somebody, I made it. 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 I don't know what you're going through, and I don't know what you've been through. But we came to tell you tonight by faith that the worst for you is over and the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Put your hands together, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody grateful? Can you praise him in advance for what God is about to do? Can you wave your hands in advance for what God is about to do? Can you in your house right now wave your hand about what God is about to do? God is about to make a way! Waymaker, miracle worker, promise, light in the dark.
That's who you are.
That is who you are.
That's who you are.
That is who you are. Did you have a good time with us tonight? Did you have a good time with us tonight around the world? And we're so excited that you are with us tonight. And I know I said I was going to open up the doors of the church and invite people to become members. Listen, if you would like to be a member of World Overcomers, if you're thinking, I've been waiting, I want to be a member of World Overcomers, you know, it's just your phone. You don't have to move. You could just lift your, if you're like, I want to be a member of World Overcomers. I've been going to the church. I've been watching online, and I want to be a member of World Overcomers. We have made it so that it's no paperwork or nothing. You could just text new member to 474747. If you text new member to 474747, then there'll be a registration. You can visit worldovercomers.churchcenter.com. Really? That's long. just text new member to 474747. Set of World Overcomers Christian Church, side of the North City and our God, Mount Lee, Holy City Church Incorporated.com. Just text new member to 474747. If you're watching around the world, wherever you may be in North Dakota, help us, Holy Ghost. You may be in Minnesota. You may be in Nebraska. You may be in Nebraska. Wherever you may be tonight, you can join the church right now. Just text new member, no spaces, to 474747, and you can be a member of World Overcomers, and we're going to open the doors of church again on Sunday morning. Anybody have a good time in the presence of the Lord tonight? Anybody glad you pressed your way and made it? Even with your mask on, you sense the Holy Ghost. Can I pray for you and let you go? Lord, I thank you for your power. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing. That's so real. Thank you for every expression of praise. Now, Lord, you know how we are, and we know how to shout and praise you. But for everyone who expresses praise, however they express it, we say, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. All of the earth is full of your glory. And we're asking you, God, for all of this to give us vision. Open our eyes. We want to see. We want to see you first. High and lifted up, we want to understand your character. As we step into vision, move by your Spirit over us. Protect us, Lord, as we're about to go home. Protect us from sickness and disease. Protect us from COVID, as you have. Protect us from any attack. Watch over our children, wherever they may be. Watch over our teenagers. Watch over our young adults. Watch over our grandchildren. Be God in our situation. We magnify your name. Bring us back together on Sunday morning as we step into vision. Whether we come together in the room for the 10 a.m. service or watch around the world, use us for your glory. We magnify your name. The name of Jesus. God, as we always pray, bless your people. Make your face shine upon your people. Be gracious to your people. Give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. We all sit together. Amen. God bless you. Happy New Year. You are dismissed. Thanks so much for coming to worship with us tonight.